across the room. Do we even need the truth for now? How can I talk to you? I love when you should resume. I'm floating up, yeah. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Right on.
Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are we doing today?
Good, good.
This is Zook.
And Sticky.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How are you doing today, Sticky?
I'm doing amazing, amazing. You know, a little strange to be waking up this early, but what can you do?
What can you do but wake up, you know?
What can you do but wake up and smell the roses and look at the beautiful sunrise, which... it was really beautiful. I haven't seen one of those in ages, you know, so.
Yeah, sunrises, huh?
What? We can wake up that early?
What was the most incredible sunrise you've ever seen?
Oh, man. It's got to be just like, you know, those ones that you get when you wake up a little too early at home, and you've never really seen a sunrise in a while, and it just surprised you. surprises you. Yeah, just takes you by surprise. So probably Back in Singapore, one of my favorite ones. Quick question. What are we talking about today, Toby?
Today, we're talking about soul.
Oh, we're talking
about soul. As you just heard, we just had Marvin Gaye's What's Going On off of the What's Going On Marvin Gaye album.
Mm-hmm.
An objectively soulful song. I don't think you can really argue against that.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, what defines soul is really the question of today's chatter with Sticky and Zook.
Okay.
Where is its place in cooking and music and arts and writing, whatever it is? You know, where does that non-quantitative energy come from, and how does one measure it?
Oh, absolutely. Without soul, there's really no person, and without person, is art even, like, you know, a thing? Because people have been talking about ChatGPT and all that, and is art gonna die? And, you know, I guess soul is the answer. So, maybe let's break down the song that we just heard, especially because I know that you're a big fan of it. Unless, of course, you want to go and move on to something else. Maybe let's talk about your favorite thing, cooking.
Cooking. Here's an idea.
I am all ears.
Let's check out one of your tracks.
Oh, God. Okay.
You want to give a little presentation for what you got coming up?
Hit me with Between the Sheets by the Ilse Brothers.
Why'd you put that on today's playlist?
Well, I put it on, first off, because it was sampled on a rap song, and so it's got that funk to it, man. It's got that soul. They did a little bit of R&B, a little bit of Motown soul, and, you know, the song just feels right. I don't know how to say it. It just feels right, and I think that's what soul really is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a feeling that you have with a song that, you know, makes you connect with the artist. I don't know.
I love that.
That's about it.
Let's check what it's about.
Ooh.
This is Between the Sheets by the Ilse Brothers.
Ilse Brothers.
Girl, ain't no mystery, at least. sheets.
And the next song coming up is going to be Redemption Song by Bob Marley and the Wailers, one of the obviously best groups in reggae history. A genre comprised of soul, spirit, etc.
I can get behind that.
He can get behind that. Stefano can get behind that. Or Sticky can get behind
what?
That. Whoa, it's Sticky.
What?
It's Sticky. Okay.
God, Zuck. Toby, up.
There, and now we're going.
And now we're going. This is the Redemption Song.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Wow. Truly.
Wow, wow, wow.
That was something for sure.
I'm at a loss for words.
As am I.
We're such good hype men for these songs, man.
I think, I mean, they're good songs. It's easy to be a hype man for, like, you know, these people.
Oh yeah, totally. But they're also very famous, so they don't need our hype.
They don't really need our hype. But
I have our hype.
Will say my father, shout out Lloyd Zuckerberg. I mean, Lloyd Zuck.
What?
Zuck. I don't know. What's his real name?
What's his real name?
We were told it's the Isley Brothers. So
Isley
sorry
Brothers,
about that. And some background for what's going on, for those who don't know about Motown in its entirety, I think it got bought up by Atlantic or something like that.
Oh, but the record company?
Yeah. So a record label, famous, very famous, mainly in the 60s, continued through the 70s and 80s though.
Totally.
Maybe into the 90s. Soul music, among the first, it was in Detroit. Then it moved over to LA with Berry Gordy was the founder of that. And one of the most famous things he would do is he'd play all his people who worked for him a song. And he'd say, you're down to your last dollar. Would you rather have this album or a sandwich? And if enough people wanted the album over a sandwich, then that would mean they could sell the album.
Sell the album.
And so what's going on was Motown's now owned by Universal. UMG, which is owned by... Atlantic is owned by Universal, so I wasn't fully wrong.
Okay.
But it was the first political song. It was the most political album.
The Marvin Gaye one?
The Marvin Gaye one.
Are we talking about Bob Marley?
No, that was Marvin Gaye. I don't know why I didn't say that. That was silly.
Silly.
But it was just some background for the song.
Cool. Good to know.
And I think that goes down to some of what gets into soul, you know? Like, Marvin Gaye was singing about Vietnam. He was singing about peace. As we see here...
Wait, let me get this straight, though.
You got it straight.
The whole sandwich thing, is that soul?
Maybe that is soul.
Maybe
that's what makes a song, you know, have its... Although, I don't know.
Better than a sandwich. That's what soul... No, I'm kidding.
But some sandwiches are pretty darn good.
Sometimes you'd rather have that sandwich, but... Yeah, so soul is political, in a sense, is what you're saying? At least with this
Marvin
Gaye song. Whoa. Did I just politicize this?
Well,
uh-oh.
If we're talking technically. But, you know, I'd like to remind it to the listener, we're not talking about politics on there. That's not what's happening right
now.
Oh, no.
Totally not. Talking about sandwiches.
We're talking about sandwiches and soul. And if that's political to you, I don't know what to tell you. Bread is good, is what I see.
Well, it's more like two slices of bread and then something in the middle.
Open-faced? You know?
That's not.
Is that a sandwich? It's not a sandwich.
That's
okay.
Like a bruschetta.
It's a bruschetta.
Oh, it's like an avocado toast. Like that's not a sandwich.
It's a toast, not a sandwich. No, I see. But a hot dog.
Hot dog's a sandwich. Come on.
Hot dog. I know, right? How is
Come
that a question?
Now.
People question that and it
You're
baffles
crazy
me.
Man.
It's silly.
Yeah.
For those who don't know,
sandwich.
With Sticky over here, his background, he is bruschetta ease.
Bruschetta ease, un italiano.
Un italiano, sì.
That's why I have no say in any sandwiches, because we really don't have that many.
What?
I mean, we do, but...
Is that a joke?
Well, I think that the French are probably a little better at it than us.
Okay, hot take. Yeah. Arguably a bad take, what you just said.
My take is a bad take?
Your take is a wrong... Oh, your take is just a silly take.
You know
take.
What? I'll take that my take was not so good.
Piadina, right?
Yeah.
Up north? Bread cooked with lard. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
With all sorts of delicious stuff. What else do we have? All the panini.
Yeah,
in
fine.
Firenze.
You got a good caprese. Which is
good
just,
caprese, come on.
Ah, forget about it.
Forget it.
The gabagool. But yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that being a
you
thing.
See that. I feel like you're being silly right now. I feel like Italy, there are plenty of foods Italy doesn't do better than everybody else, but there's a lot of foods Italy does better than everybody else.
Yeah, well, hopefully. But, you know, I'm almost partial to trying new things and trying different cuisines.
So what is, then, one of your favorite foods you've ever eaten? One of the best dishes?
Well, I mean, best dish? I have to give that some thought, but I mean, definitely cuisine is it's got to be Greek and Middle Eastern. It's just
any memory of a specific time you had it and you were like, wow, this is life changing.
Well, maybe not with Greek food, but I've definitely had some life changing. There was this one time, and this was a silly, quirky little dish.
Okay, word.
It was a beetroot meringue with sea foam. And you may think, what the hell? But no, it was really good. What did it do for me? It opened up culinary, like the idea that art is in food and food is in art. And it's this whole, because before that, you know, food was food and it was sustenance. Mm-hmm. And sure, it tasted good, but it didn't come with this whole story behind it and stuff. And then, you know, I had this one silly beetroot meringue. With sea foam, and there were a couple other things with it, but it was just, you know, the foam was salted, the beetroot
the sea.
Was
that
sweet, and it was this whole, it was this mix and this cacophony of, I mean, amazingness to me. It was just very, very high quality,
yeah.
Very good. What about you, Toby? Something you made, maybe?
No, I gotta go with one of the best dishes I've ever had was in Bologna.
Okay.
In a little, just like random restaurant there, and it was a poutine mushroom gnocchi.
Ooh.
And it's gnocchi. I've had one better gnocchi in Little Italy in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And. But, this gnocchi was very, very well done gnocchi, but the dish was kind of incredible. The poutine was just the perfect amounts of sweets and umami and salt, and there was a little parm on top, a little fresh cracked black pepper, and what they do in Italy, which like is really I think the game changer with their pastas, is a knob of butter, just like a thumb of butter.
Totally.
Everything, it's never very much, it's just enough to bring everything together, and I'm confident there was soul in that dish.
Oh.
And I can't tell you why.
Well, I mean, you were in a little trattoria somewhere on the side of the road.
Know.
You know, that's always a classic.
It is
a
classic.
Have soul, then what
then
does?
what does have
what
soul
I mean?
And I do think food can be incredible without the soul, without the feeling behind it. But to get it to the state of perfection,
mm-hmm.
you need the soul.
Yeah, totally.
And I think with everything, with art, whatever it is, it's the skill and the soul. You can't have a really good solo if you don't know how to play an instrument.
But that's
scatter.
True,
you know,
true, true. And then you got to feel the instrument as well.
Yeah.
Probably just like our next song.
Just like our next song.
It's probably going to be Jimi Hendrix or no. All right, I think we're going to do Wanna Be Your Lover by Prince.
Which is a classic. And this album cover is super cool. I recommend y'all look it up. It's off of the self-titled album, Prince.
What?
And he just looks so cool, as he always does.
As he always does.
Here we go. This is I Wanna Be Your Lover by Prince.
I wanna turn you on. as mine, that's running you out. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales, that's all she ever thinks about. Riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
It's the Stuck, Zook.
And Sticky.
And we're back.
What did we just listen to, Toby?
We just listened.
Zuck.
We're really good at this, right?
We're great.
We just listened to Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Ooh, another incredibly soulful guy with, you know, part of the 27 Club.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do a little bit for us right now?
Yeah. So I was actually, if I could just do this.
Anyways, so freeform this for a little bit. You know, I was thinking as I woke up today at 5:30, that we really shave off at least 4 or 5 hours a day by just waking up late. You know. Anyways, let's get going.
That we do actually. we'll get to talking about that. But first, I was wondering.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Oh, lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
Sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Woof, woof. There you go. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Aww. 3, 2, 1.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Woof, 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 woof.
And that was brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Retweet is all I have to say.
Absolutely. Retweet, like, share, and subscribe. What can I say?
Etc. Really.
Really. Absolutely.
So back to that. Okay, great. We don't need any more Parks Down things. back to the really important thing you just said is that we do, in fact, lose so much time sleeping. Is it lost time or is it simply time not spent awake?
Because technically you are sleeping, so you are getting something out of it. But, you know, as they say, God...
What do they say, Stefano?
You know...
Or Sticky.
When we were caveman, when we, you know, back in the primitive days, we didn't have enough fire to keep us awake all night, so we just went to bed when the sun went down and woke up when the sun came up, and...
You mean wood?
Wood. We don't?
Well, we didn't have enough fire. Like, yeah, you just make more fire, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like, we weren't like... It wasn't like X amount of fire we had.
I beg to differ, you know?
You're wrong, though, is the thing.
True, but there's a difference between a big bonfire that's going to last, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. And, like, a nice little torch that's going to fizzle out after 2 hours, you know? But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Anyways, I digress. It just seems like we lose a lot of time in the day when we could, you know, it's 6:38 and the sun is up.
It's 6:38. We're awake and buzzing. We're awake
and not a single person, I kid you not, probably in my dorm is awake right now.
Yeah, I saw somebody in my dorm awake.
What?
She was like running the sink in the common room.
Interesting.
I have no idea what she was doing. But I was very baffled.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But it's like daytime. What?
It is daytime. I mean,
the sky is blue.
By the time it hits 8:30/9 o'clock, we will have done probably 45 minutes of homework in Tampa.
Oh, that's great.
And we're trying to join us in Tampa afterwards. Come meet Sticky and Zook. It's very exciting.
Oh, God. Dude, we've got fans. We're going to have fans around the block.
We're going to have to do autographs and stuff. Oh, no. I'd hate if you made us autograph stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so... that would suck.
But also, sleep is important, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
People don't value it enough.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
It's really sad.
I've got this little watch that tracks my sleep. It's like a game now. And so I've been trying to hit some... You know, high scores.
High scores?
Oh, it's great.
I mean, it's all about making it a game.
And you can see, like, the zigzag of when it was rapid eye movement, deep sleep and stuff. It's great. It's great. It's good stuff.
I like that.
Anyways, speaking of rapid eye movement and deep sleep, what's our next song, Toby?
We have another one of Sticky's choices, Buck.
Buck.
By
Ooh, very funky.
Kaylin Ellis, Cartoons, Kyla Moscovich. And that's Car with two R's, which is hence the Cartoons. Anything you'd like to tell us about this track?
No, it's just a very funky track, a little eclectic, all around. I don't know, pretty jammy. I think you'd like it.
Pretty jammy.
Pretty jammy.
Can't wait for that. This is Buck.
Like the jam on my toast.
Ooh, I'm a more of a marmalade. This is going to be, I'm going to digress.
We're going to talk about, yeah.
We're going to talk our, you're
we
off.
Digress.
Okay. Here we go, y'all.
The movement will disrupt the force that is now about to enter your bloodstream. That force is known as the funk. Slogan for y'all real quick. It's simply this.
Yes, sir. Tell us about it.
Don't force the funk. Don't force the funk.
Don't force the funk.
Elle avait sous sa toque de martre, sur la butte Montmartre, un petit air innocent. On l'appelait Rose, elle était belle. Ah, sentait bon la fleur nouvelle, rue Saint-Vincent. On n'avait pas connu son père, ah, n'avait plus de mère, et depuis 1900, a demeuré chez sa vieille aïeule, où qu'a s'élevait comme ça toute seule, rue Saint-Vincent. A travaillé déjà pour vivre, et les soirs de givre, sous le froid noir et glaçant. Son petit fichu sur les épaules, a rentré par la rue des Saules, rue Saint-Vincent. A voyé dans les nuits de gelée, la nappe étoilée, et la lune en croissant, qui brillait blanche et fatidique sur la petite croix de la basilique, rue Saint-Vincent. L'été par les chauds crépuscules a rencontré Jules, qu'était si caressant. Caressait la soirée entière avec lui près du vieux cimetière, rue Saint-Vincent. Mais le petit Jules était de la tierce qui soutient la gerce, aussi l'adolescent. Voyant qu'elle ne marchait pas au pantre, d'un coup de surin lui toit le ventre, rue Saint-Vincent. Quand ils l'ont couché sous la planche, elle était toute blanche, même quand l'ensevelissant, les croque-mordis et la pauvre gosse était claqué le jour de sa noce, rue Saint-Vincent. Elle avait sous sa toque de martre, sur la butte Montmartre, un petit air innocent. On l'appelait Rose, elle était belle, elle sentait bon la fleur nouvelle, rue Saint-Vincent.
Hello. We are back.
Hello.
Do you want to tell us what we just listened to, Toby?
What we just listened to? That was Rue Saint-Vincent. One of one of my favorite actually French songs.
Oh yeah.
By Yves Montand. It's a
French, probably.
It is French.
Oh,
for
really?
Those who don't know, it means Street Saint Vincent. So really, Saint Vincent Street.
You know, that kind of gave me Lullaby vibes.
Definitely.
I was thinking, if I wanted to have a really European cultured baby, I'd put them to sleep with this song. Boom.
I don't think you'd be allowed to culture them any other way if you
absolutely.
Were listening to this.
You know, they'd be wearing berets and probably sunglasses all the time.
As a child, absolutely. I mean, they have sensitive eyes, those Europeans,
And a lot of judgment coming from them. I can really feel it.
I mean, they'd have to judge. Like,
they'd
what are we doing if not judging?
Oh, like, it's great. Judging and people watching is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing in a nice way.
Oh, absolutely. Not in a creepy stalker way. More in like a, you know, just getting to know humanity and people through the lenses of others. I mean,
that's really what we're doing here when you think about it.
Oh, totally.
You got to think about it really hard, but, you know, we are.
You know, postmodernist and...
Postmodern.
Yeah, you know,
yes.
Like, oh, what's my postmodern? Yeah. No, but, yeah, I've done that, and it's great. Especially, it's better to do so from high up. Here at Tufts, we have the JCC, which is, you know, our new modern computer science and math building, and... they do great things there, but really what I go there for is to sit on the fourth floor and peer down at people walking by, you know, and judge them. And that's pretty fun, you know, because you're getting a different perspective than probably other people will ever see. You know, anyone on the ground doesn't see the same perspective.
I think that's an important thing to note. I think the perspective is such a huge part of observation. Yeah.
You know, my favorite part about a flight, really, is actually that, you know, the 5 minutes before you touch down and the 5 minutes you just took off.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm telling you,
yep.
You can see the city and all these cars are like little ants and they're all
moving.
They're
so tiny.
It's like, what? You know?
All these people, and we think we're so important.
We're so important.
But when you go on a plane, maybe we're not.
Well, I mean, then we get more important because we're above them.
Oh, because we're above them?
They're all little ants. And,
well,
but then
physically,
we get
whoever is highest
higher,
up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the astronauts are the most important.
And you as somebody who's tall is more important than a lot of people.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to complain about that. I'm not going to say, you're wrong, because ha ha ha. You know me, I'm trying to feed to my superiority complex, but, you know, other than that, I don't got much more, you know? I got the height, and, hey, whoa, Toby, you're also tall. What are you trying to do?
If we're being honest, I'm like a tiny bit above average, but I'm basically average height.
You're not 5'5".
No, I'm not average for a woman, I'm average for a man.
I think 5'5" is, like, both genders average.
It's not.
Oh,
that's
is it just
wrong.
Women? Yeah. Okay. So what, is it 5'9" for
It's like
for
5'10 and a half.
Oh, come on. You're like at least 6 foot.
Yeah.
You give 6 foot energy.
I may just, give 6 foot. I know, I know.
Just accept it.
Realistically, I'm 5'11". And that's not a lie. I'm telling the truth there.
Okay. Thank you. But you should have gaslit our listeners.
I'd never gaslit you listeners. Aww. You loyal listeners who've been listening for all of 48 minutes and 35 seconds or less than.
Wow. That's crazy that you knew that. That's pretty insane. I know.
Yeah. Just oh no! Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, shall we groove on?
We're dilly dallying. You're
really.
Right.
Should we soul on to
soulfully?
Our next song,
we will.
Which I think is I have no idea. I'm my eyes are
Sticky,
closed.
You got a throwback here to Enya from the days of yore.
Enya, my mother listened to a lot of Enya.
Your she mother listened to a lot of Enya.
Your mother. Yeah, she did.
It's so fun. Look at that.
So. This gets me going. This gets me back in my feels.
Back in your feels.
Which one are we playing right now?
Right now we're gonna have Orinoco Flow.
Oh God. Okay, this is a famous one. Everyone should know this one.
By Enya.
If not, listen really, really hard and try to soak it
and memorize it. Off of Enya's watermark.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hello again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Anyways, that was Orinoco Flow, Enya. Great song. Very groovy.
Super groovy.
I don't know about the soul. There's soul there. Hey, who am
I? Honestly, yeah, who are we to say about the soul, really? But just two DJers off the radio. These radio waves.
You know, free-forming it. But yeah, what do we have next? We're going to give you a little bit of chit-chatter and then send you off with an amazing song, which is...
Truly amazing. Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding. Among the most soulful of musicians of all time, I'd argue. Mm-hmm. And I don't love all of his versions. Some of his versions are a little too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of some of those, the classic soul songs. But man can sing. Much. And he can give soul to a soulful thing. Or a soulless thing, really, mm-hmm. when you think about it.
You know, this is pretty, it's been pretty eye-opening, but I really don't think we've dug deep.
I don't think we've dug deep enough. I think you're right.
I don't think we define soul at all, man.
But is it definable? It's really the question, isn't it?
That's so true. But, I don't know. We've made headway, but maybe not enough. Maybe not enough.
And that's what's fun.
That's what 2 weeks from now alternating is on a Tuesday.
Tuesdays, 6 in the morning, Eastern time.
Yes, sir. You know it.
You are all welcome, of course. All of you lovely, lovely listeners. And if you're not a listener, you're also welcome.
Yeah, get here.
But like slightly less so, but we'll still be nice to you.
I will be judgmental, but I will hide it so that they can't see it.
If they can't see it, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
And they can't see it because it's a radio.
For the old listeners, you're the best and whatever and whatnot.
Yeah, all these old ones. Anyways. Remind me, where are we right now?
Sticky? Of course. This is Sticky and...
Zook.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And listeners,
Kick it.
This is a little Otis Redding to close us out.
It's early in the morning, about a quarter till three. Talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee, and to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied, honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you. I've been around, and all the good looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, in this particular set, yeah. But it seems so natural, dog, that you and I are. Talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Oh. And oh, my heart cried out, love at last I found. And honey, won't you let me just feel my whole life around? Consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. Well, I say it's so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good.
good old joy. Since I met you, darling, honey, since I met you, baby, yeah, I would love to have another drink of coffee now. Darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, darling. But just let me enjoy.